The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Let's go.
The Ace and DJ family presents Unfiltered, Uncensored, and Uninterrupted. Well, almost.
Right here.
Let's go! This is Share Funny from the Ace and DJ Show Plus.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, today is going to be a lot of fun for the next, I don't know, approximately 1 hour. It's going to be jam-packed with hilarity and interesting tidbits. Because, you know, we are really, really excellent tidbit deliverers. I mean, we've worked on that craft for years and years. We've honed it until now we are experts on tidbit delivery. Like this one. You know, Ace, ever since we found out what the show Love Don't Judge is,
yep.
I've kind of kept up with what goes on that show since Ace and his wife were approached by this reality show that's on, is it on YouTube?
Yes, it's on TV in Europe, yeah. I believe, England.
And they decided they didn't, that Ace and his wife's age gap thing wasn't as big of a deal as a lot of their other shows that they have. And as a compliment to them, I think they said, you're not fit for Love Don't Judge.
We're not weird enough, I guess.
But this Love Don't Judge episode is about a trod wife that's the traditional stay-at-home wife, you know, follows those principles of the traditional wife from back in the day when the world was still a just and wholesome place. I'm adding my own commentary here on that.
I'm sorry. A trod wife?
Trod. Like traditional. Okay. Like T-R-A-D wife. Traditional wife. Now, she's 37 and she has an OnlyFans account. And her husband is 39. She says, I actually had childhood friends straight up telling me that I've lost my dignity as a woman. So a typical day for this lady named Monica. A typical day for her includes cooking meals for John, cleaning the house, and working out, but not picking out her own clothes as he selects all of her outfits. She said, John likes to dress me nicely at home, like sexy sporty, and he doesn't like me wearing makeup around the house. They live in Scottsdale, Arizona, but she's Swedish originally. That means she's from Sweden, a.k.a. a Swede. Some women might not like being told what to do or what to wear, but I love it when he gives me instructions. When I deliver, it makes him happy and in turn makes me happy. Monica claims that that she's able to do the chores and fulfill her husband's needs in the bedroom. Mm-hmm. Which also means that that he keeps busy by inviting other women to have the relations with him.
Oh.
I know. So his name's John. John said, the sleeping with other women thing, first of all, it's a really small part of our relationship. Monica was cool with it, and I was cool with it. And then he gets all, let's see. Kind of gets scientific with it here. He says, I think it's a luxury I have that probably most guys watching this wish they had, because it's just genetic programming. I mean, he sounds like a biologist here, actually. He says, if you look at how other mammals, if you look at how all other mammals do it, typically the alpha gets to bang all other females.
Is that what he said? But see, we're not animals.
Right. It's a food chain. We're at the top of it. It's like all other alpha males. When it comes to their relations, Monica says that she likes his personality, like the dominant personality. It's a turn on for her. Now, you would think, okay, well, she's a stay-at-home wife, and that's a little extreme. He's picking out her clothes and all of that stuff. But she's also bringing in a huge part of the bacon with her OnlyFans account. She said that that John's super supportive and never jealous of her OnlyFans career. Well, I bet he is. They live in a luxurious house and use her income to travel. He helps me with photo editing and coming up with ideas. I might be a housewife, but we are a team. And there's a picture of him. I mean, she's beautiful. But there's a picture of him, and he's all muscly and everything. And his neck is swole, but his head's tiny. It looks like what? It looks like his head's too small for his head? For his body. He looks kind of like like one of those creatures on Monsters, Inc. I mean that in a good way.
Yeah, he's got his head's thicker. I mean, the neck is thicker than his head.
Can they see that on the screen?
You're looking like a lollipop. Yeah, I can't see.
So she's a traditional stay-at-home wife.
Well, I'd say,
except for the fact that she has an OnlyFans.
Well, and even the traditional stay-at-home wife doesn't. You know, her husband doesn't pick out her clothes and tell her exactly what to wear and no makeup and all of that. I mean, I don't ever remember my grandmother having to wear exactly what my grandfather said wear when he was at work.
Yeah.
Yeah, traditional. I mean, that seems like a little bit of clickbait.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so I was going to say, it's traditional, except for the fact that, well, she has the OnlyFans, that he gets to sleep with other women.
Yeah. Hmm. But she says she's cool with all this, and mm-hmm.
Say anything about her hooking up with other people. Which, if you're going to have that type of an arrangement, that's the best one to have.
Yeah.
Where the husband can step out, but the wife can't.
No, that's stupid.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not for either one of the situations, mm-hmm. but if you got to pick one, I think it would be more productive if the woman doesn't have the relations with other men.
Yeah. They're in Arizona?
Mm-hmm. It says she's from Sweden, but I wonder if she came to U.S. America before she met him, or... And they just ran into each other somewhere, you know, in Scottsdale, or she was still in Sweden and he moved her here.
He's like, this is what we do in America.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
She is pretty, though.
Yeah. He's a goober.
Yeah.
He's got tribal tattoos all over him.
But I guess she does sexual things on her OnlyFans.
Sure.
It's not one of those accounts that OnlyFans likes for people to have and say, hey, see, we're not all sex. Mm-hmm. You can have OnlyFans and not be doing sex. Alexis, if your guy said, I want you to wear this tomorrow, and laid it out there for you, would you do it?
I would take his suggestion into consideration, but...
Okay, so that's what I'm saying. If it was a super cute outfit, yeah. You would?
Yeah.
You wouldn't just say, I'm not wearing that just because he said so. I don't want him thinking he can tell me what to do.
No.
No.
He knows he has better fashion taste than I do, so...
He does?
Oh, yeah. 100%. Yeah. Yeah,
in women clothes, too?
Yeah. I think he knows what looks good. Like, he's very good at that kind of stuff.
And you're saying you don't?
Not like him, because I look at me, I like wearing a hoodie. If it was up to me, I'd wear hoodies and biker shorts every single day.
Used hoodies at that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he bought me a little jacket the other day. He's like, I saw this. He's like, I think it'd be a good little spring jacket for you. And it tripped me out because it was from Talbots, which is what mm-hmm. What he got me is the same exact thing my mom would get me. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, look at you guys.
Wow.
You guys have the same similar taste.
Well, you know, he's got sisters and he grew up with, so yeah. He's probably learned all of that stuff. Sisters are way better dressers than you.
They're pretty casual from what I've seen.
Yeah.
But I don't know. His mom's always dressed up. She's cute.
Mm-hmm. When is he at Talbot's?
He didn't get it from Talbot's, but it was like that was the brand.
I'm like, young man.
That's what I was like. This is like.
Why are you hanging at Talbot's?
Yeah, but it wasn't the actual store Talbot's.
It's because today's his day to go to Chico's. Ann Taylor. When's he going to Ann Taylor? Ann Taylor Loft.
Mm-hmm.
Would you be flattered that he said, I want you to wear this?
Again, yeah, because he knows, like, he has a good taste. Mm-hmm. He has a good eye for things like that.
But, I mean, is there something about it knowing that he says, like, wear that. I want to see you in that. Not his taste, but more like he's like, this is what I want to see you in, because you know that you appeal to him. Is that flattering at all?
Yeah, I mean, I don't really think anything. I'll just be like, okay, whatever. I'll put it on for you.
And when did Talbot start selling cheering sizes?
Shut up.
Back to this Talbot thing.
it's got me messed up.
Yeah. My ex-girlfriend built out my whole wardrobe there for a couple of years. She was buying me shirts, and I was so grateful for it.
Yeah, it's great. Then you don't have to think about it. Mm-hmm. We're supposed to go to a baby shower soon. One of my friend's baby showers, co-ed. And so I asked him, I'm like, are you going to pick out my outfit for me so we can look cute?
Well, it's different, though, Riggins, for the woman to be dressing the man than the man to be dressing the woman. You know, most women would throw up a guard like, he's not telling me what to wear.
Yeah. No, he told me from the beginning. He said he wanted to be my stylist. I said, like some Kim Kanye stuff? I was like, yes, I'd love that. Style me all you want.
Yeah, Kanye did that.
Mm-hmm. And look at what he did with Kim.
Mm-hmm.
Put her on the map.
Yeah. Wait, she wasn't on the map before Kanye? Well,
not fashion-wise like she was, like how she is now.
Hmm.
He had a big part to do with that.
But I think she felt rubbed the wrong. She was not happy originally because he was like, we're throwing all this away.
Yeah.
So he kind of did it by force, but him bringing you a jacket's not the same.
No. And he did, I mean, he did clean out my closet not too long ago.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I got rid of a lot of things, like 40% of my closet.
Oh, brother. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She posted a video of him standing going, no, I don't know what this is.
Yeah, he was like, no, you're not worried. He's like, what is this? He's like, is this like 20 years old? Like, what kind of... He was roasting me.
Okay, then. All right. Maybe it is similar.
Yeah, she's pretty much turned her life over to him.
And did y'all recycle all those bones from the skeletons in there that he found?
Shut up.
Where did you get rid of those?
Mm-hmm.
You're trying to upgrade you.
Yup. I was like, I'm here for it. I'm here for it. I don't have to think about what I need to wear.
That's what this woman is saying. But you were making faces when we were reading her story.
No, because that's different. He puts out her clothes every single day, and it's like, this is what you got to wear today. That's not my case.
But if it were,
no.
Would you?
Not every day, no. If for special occasions or if we're going to a party or something, that's fine. But if I'm for my everyday, no, I get to choose what I'm going to wear.
Hmm. Splitting hairs, I think. He's either in charge of your wardrobe or he's not.
Pick one. Is he going to throw a fit when he sees that new hoodie you're wearing?
No, he loved it.
He did?
Yeah.
It's a new
to
her.
I got him a shirt, too.
It's a new
hoodie. New to her.
It's new. Shut up.
Like, you know, it's like just okay, Will. He didn't even make it up to Goodwill. Yeah. It's like, okay, Will.
Yeah.
She found it in the dumpster, actually. But hey, it washed up nicely.
Mm-hmm.
It's keeping you warm.
It's very warm.
That's just like it kept a homeless person warm right before they threw it away.
Annoying, dude.
What's the thing like that cost?
This?
Yeah.
This one costs 40.
What? Okay.
Yeah. It's a brand new hoodie, dude. The hoodie itself is 100% brand new. He does everything else to it.
Mm-hmm.
He stitches, he sews the patches on there and everything.
Yeah. I thought you said he got it from consignment place.
No, he gets the
garbage.
He gets the front part or whatever he's stitching on onto the hoodie from shirts and things that he finds online or that he gets at thrift stores.
Oh.
Yeah. He started in LA. It's actually, he has.
Oh.
Pretty, he's done even pieces for celebrities.
Really?
Yeah.
But celebrities?
Don't worry about that.
Jane Kaczmarek.
That's cool. Mm-hmm. Randy That's really Jackson cool. when he was still big. No, it's cool. It's very artistic.
Yeah, no, it's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But I can smell it from here.
Shut up.
This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family. More next.
The Lake Norman area is filled with great local businesses, but many of them never get the recognition they deserve. Well, now's your chance to show these businesses how special they are by nominating them in the Currents Magazine's new Lake Norman's Best Contest. You just go to their website at lncurrents.com and nominate your favorite Lake Norman businesses in a variety of categories. Best pizza, best burger, best hair salon, etc. Best hair salon, stuff like that. Over 30 different categories. Winners will be announced at a huge ceremony at the Kane Center in June, which will be hosted by the one and only me, TJ. From the Ace and TJ Show. So make sure you check out the latest Lake Norman Currents for more details. LNCurrents.com.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family. Let's go!
So we were just talking about during the break about sewing. And turns out that Alexis's wifeyfriend can sew as well as pick out the fashionable items for her to wear. Does he find it more of a challenge, though, because you do have to wear children's sizes so often? It's hard to find a sexy outfit in your size?
Shut up. No, I do not wear children's sizes all the time.
Oh, is it just the shoes?
Yes. I can fit into certain kids' clothes if I would like to, but yeah. The dimensions are off because I do have wider hips and boobs.
Can I tell you something fascinating that happened to me that I thought about you yesterday driving home? Amanda and I were listening to a podcast about the 11-year-old girl from Cornelius who's still missing, and her parents. It's just a horrible, horrible story. Mm-hmm. But in the middle of listening to this story and how you know these parents have done something, they just won't say what it is, and this, the insanity that is this story, they mentioned that the 11-year-old girl, when she was last seen on security video getting off the bus, was wearing a jacket over a white T-shirt. She's 4'11", and I went, and I missed whatever came next because I was caught up with the fact that, oh, that 11-year-old girl is an inch taller than Alexis. Yep. I just got stuck, and I was stuck in my mind. I had to go, wait a minute, pay attention to what you're listening to here.
Yeah.
But yeah, she's 11 years old, and at 4'11", she was an inch taller than you. I was like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, no, I've definitely met a lot of middle schoolers that are way taller than me. Yeah.
But when y'all were talking about places that your mom would take you when you were little, you had to go with her, and the fabric store was the worst.
Oh, I hated it.
Because my mama didn't start sewing until after I was an adult, so I never had to go to the fabric store with her and hang out.
Ours was usually for some type of like my mom would be involved in a project, or we needed something for a costume for like a church play or something like that, that we were involved in. She didn't do a lot of sewing, but it seemed like during the summer she might have a little project or something going, and you would go. And I just remember thinking, like, there's no way to remotely entertain yourself in a fabric store. All you could do was stand there and shut up. And just
as a kid with no cell phones or anything.
Yeah. Like, can I have seven yards of this?
And so I can't even go over and look at anything that's remotely interesting. In a department store, at least, you could say, Mom, can I walk over there and look at that just to see something new? But in a fabric store, it's just fabric.
And then to me, it was even worse because I knew, like, this is like, oh, brand new clothes shopping. Yeah. But it was fabric shopping so that my mom could make me clothes. And it was the worst.
And did you have any say in picking out the fabric for whatever she was making for you?
No, not really, because she would also pick out the fabric so she could make matching bow ties for my brother.
Oh.
So she would make us match.
Isn't that cool?
No.
I always thought that when I had to go to, you know, back then it was called the beauty shop with my mom. Yeah. That was the worst, because there was nothing fun there.
No. Magazines that are for older women. Yeah, that was a bad one. Going to
was
the
like
salon.
A Sally's or something, or what was the beauty shop, like a salon?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, my mom worked at a beauty shop, so I would be there all day with her.
Oh, really?
Where was it, Rob? What kind of a surroundings did it have?
You mean like what, the other buildings?
Yeah, like my mom would go to beauty shops that were built in the woman's yard, like a separate building that she worked out of, and ran her salon right there in, you know, beside her house or something.
Yeah, one was a house that had been turned into a salon, so it wasn't like near anything else but other houses.
Yeah.
One was actually in downtown Mount Holly, so that one wasn't too crazy. And there was a drugstore that I could walk to from there. That one was nice.
Yeah, a lot better than if you're just out in the country.
Yeah.
Yep. At some woman's house and your mom's getting her hair fixed in the yard.
You got to smell perm all day.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
They didn't have any pets or chickens to play with?
No. I remember this one lady had a pool, but she never said anything about letting me swim in it when I'm out there waiting. So I could just look at it.
Wish you were in the pool.
Yeah.
Did you have to go with your mom to school often during the summer?
No.
Or at the beginning of the back to school part?
No.
I would have to go because my sister was little. A lot of times I'd have to go watch my sister at the school while my mom was working. But at least I always thought at the school, they had basketball goals outside. You know, you could go. There was enough stuff you could find to do around the school. Like I could go down to where the older classes were, and they'd let me borrow a volleyball or something. I could go kick a ball outside or whatever. You know, there was something to pique your interest.
Yeah.
But I, as an adult, I hate having to go to Michael's.
Oh, I love Michael's.
Yeah. Because I'm not a craft person at all. But whenever I'd be with Jody and she's got to run into Michael's, I'd be like, oh, my God, no. I turned into that little kid again.
They always have good coloring books there.
Yeah, there's stuff that borders on toys. You know, they've got models planes and things. You know,
like cool science kind of things.
But not
that you could
quite
do.
Toys that would be interesting, but close to toys.
Mm-hmm.
It was certainly better than the fabric store, because that was awful. Like a Joann's. No offense.
And it just like everything is like stuffed inside of a fabric store. It's just like rows and rows and rows of those things with the fabric wrapped around it.
Yeah.
And it just feels stuffy in there.
Yeah, it smells.
Yeah, it's like mothballs or something.
Yeah, I don't know what
like
that smell
people.
Is, but it's a very. I don't know how to describe it. It just has a smell, like that new fabric smell all the time.
Smells like grandma's in there.
And they had just those big tables with the big drawers underneath. Yeah. They'd open them up and pull that big thing of fabric out and flop it out. There. Oh, my God, please just let's hurry up and get out of here. Yeah. Oh, I hated it.
Yeah. So. How many yards of that do you need, huh?
Yeah. Yep.
But there were also places that I would go with my dad that I didn't like either. I'd stand around. And mainly because he would just be standing around bullshitting all day with whoever he was talking to.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
Let's go.
But at least he would, you know, he would do something like give you some change to go to the machine or something. Yeah. Go get you a Coke.
I was about to say that. All the places with my dad, at least they had a Coke machine or something. It was always some guy's shop at in his yard or whatever that we were going to hang out at for a few minutes. We'd go pick up the car, and it meant we're going to stand here and talk to this guy for an hour.
Yeah.
Oh, I remember one of my dad's friends had a Coke machine in his house. It was awesome.
Really?
Yeah. It's fancy.
That is fancy.
Did you get the Coke for free from it, or you had to pay?
Yeah, he'd give us the quarters to go use it.
Okay.
That's awesome.
You didn't see that very often.
Mm. Same with bubblegum machines.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they made those little plastic ones as toys, but getting somebody with a real gumball machine in there.
That's one of those things my mom bought, and my sister had one in her room as long as I can remember. She was little, and my mom thought this would be really cool to have in there. And so, and my sister got to keep the change. It was like a nickel. And, you know, you could, and every time she had people over, everybody wanted to go in there and, you know, get
gum. She was hustling people out of it. She was like getting their money.
Yeah, I was just kind of sitting there. It was just one of the things.
She's like, yeah, come hang out in my room. You want some candy? All you got to do is put money in that thing.
It was cool to have. It was kind of a fun thing.
Is it one of those where it went down the spiral?
No, this was just, it was red on a stand. You put a nickel in or whatever and then turn the knob and it just came out. You had to open the little flap and it would roll out into your hand.
Wow. Gum was a nickel back then.
Well, I mean, yeah, I guess.
Back in my day.
For one piece of gum.
You know. My first pair of shoes cost me a nickel.
She may still have it. I wonder if she still has it. It was cool. It was just a cool thing to have in your room.
Mm-hmm. My little friend Jenny has a like those gumball machine looking things. She's got four of them. One of them has Skittles in it. One has M&Ms. One has Reese's Pieces. And then another one has some kind of like a hard fruity candy or something.
Damn. At her house?
Mm-hmm.
That's a flex.
Yeah. I knew that's what Alexis was
exactly.
Say.
I have a...
So you can just walk. You don't have to put any money in. You just walk by and turn it.
Oh, it comes out. More flex.
Yeah, I have a beer cooler at my house in my garage. That's I don't know if it works or not.
What?
That's supposed to be a flex? I haven't had
it. It was... Yeah.
I don't know if it works or not.
I don't know if it works or not. Okay.
It was got a broken beer cooler.
Yeah. Cool.
I don't know if it's broken or not. I haven't plugged it in to see if it works or not. Because I don't want to know. Because
the same thing.
Yeah, I can't really go spend, you know, $1,000 to get it to work right now. So it's just sitting in the garage.
But you could still find out if it works or not.
I could. I really could, Rob. I should do that. I should at least plug it in. It's been sitting out there for a year and a half. And I think part of me just doesn't want to know that it doesn't work because I love it so much.
Like, but if you can't do anything with it, it's just taking up space.
Yeah, but if it doesn't work, it's probably something easy to fix.
Yeah, probably something easy to fix. I want to get it fixed. I desperately don't want to let go of it because I really love having it.
Take it to Pawn Stars.
Because it's awesome.
And see if they'll give you money for it.
Yeah.
Take it all the way to Pawn Stars.
Yeah.
It's real. It's real cool. I just haven't plugged it in because I don't really want to know if it doesn't work.
Where is Pawn Stars?
In Vegas.
Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Take it all the way to Vegas, Ace.
Yeah.
I got a gumball machine that has no twisty part on it, so nothing that can ever come out.
It's just a gumball.
That's a pretty big flex.
Huge flex.
I got a spatula with no handle. Right. Yeah.
Got a refrigerator doesn't work. Okay.
I don't know if it doesn't work.
He don't want to find out or break his heart.
It will. It made me sad.
That should just kill me.
I'm not even joking about it.
I'm not joking. It in a year and a half. Yeah. But it'll kill me if I find out it don't work.
I haven't used it. I haven't used the damn thing since 2015.
Holy cow.
I'll never recover.
Yeah. That thing would probably send your power bill up through the
roof. Oh, yeah. For
sure. It does. Dude, that's the one that I had. I bought it at that charity auction. Got him to. We had to take the railing off the stairs of my house to get it upstairs and put it in the big TV room.
You had to take the railing off your stairs.
Yeah, because it's too big. Oh, it's huge. It's the kind that you would get in a convenience store. And I put it in the room where the big TV room that I called it at my house. I used to have this house that had a hidden trap door. You'd pull the book, and the door would open, and you would step down into this room. It was badass. And I had this thing in there, and I thought, this is going to be awesome. I'm going to stock it with cold beer, and I will watch it on my big screen TV. It's going to be fantastic. And it is, except for two things. One, the first thing I learned was when that thing kicks on, it goes, and it's a little loud. Not too loud, though, that I had a good sound system. I could crank it up, and it didn't bother you all that much. But it did generate heat. So you have to be used to that. Make sure the fan was going. But, man, it was awesome. You'd sit there and plow through about seven beers so fast, you didn't even know. You're like numerous times I would stop myself, like, God dang, stop what you're doing. This is crazy. Like, you've drank six beers here in about half an hour because they're ice cold.
So you've been dragging that thing since 2015?
No, it sat in the house. where the house that I used to own.
Hello, I'm coming over now. I'm getting it. Yeah. I'm dragging it down.
No, so it sat in the house because I thought I was going to move back into that house. So when that deal fell apart, I took a bath on that thing. I got it out of there. Mm-hmm. And they asked me if I wanted to leave it. I was like, hell no, I don't want to leave it. I want that thing. And then Kay goes, I'm not sure if it works. It might be broken. And I just hadn't been able to bring myself to that.
Well, I can relate because there's a bottle of ranch in my refrigerator from 2019, and I just can't bring myself to open it because if it's ruined,
your heart it'll break will my be heart. Broken.
I don't.
I'm a little hard. Yeah.
And it'll kill me if it's ruined.
And you're right, Riggs. It does use up some electricity, man. That's why I used to keep it unplugged unless it was like, I'm going to use it this weekend. I'll plug it back in. Yeah. You know.
So basically use it as an ice chest.
Kind of, yeah. A lot of times I would. It's like, damn, this is sometimes you just feel guilty. Like, that thing's just using so much electricity. I feel bad about that.
Mm-hmm. Something I've never felt.
Yeah.
Guilty about using electricity.
Somebody's using, this just uses too much electricity. I don't need to be doing that. I could conserve a little bit and pull the plug on that for a while.
How cold would your beverage be?
Yeah, just also get rid of it.
No, I love it.
When are you going to use it again?
I might go home and plug it in today and see if it works.
Will you leave it in the garage, though? It won't fit in the house.
Yeah, it won't fit in the house. It won't go in my townhouse
at
all.
Can you film it for like TikTok and stuff?
Absolutely.
So we can see your face. I'll go home and film it. Doesn't work.
Yeah, because I've got to move everything around in the garage anyway. We're moving my drums and all this kind of stuff. And so it's
My damn drums, my broken refrigerator cooler.
You are just.
It's easy to move, though. It's on rollers. It's no big deal.
And then you had that TV that had wheels on it. Yeah. Like, what kind of things do you collect?
Yeah. Welcome to my garage.
That damn TV still worked, too. It worked good. I hated to get rid of that thing. But, you know.
My garage of redneck treasure.
Maybe somebody can use it. That's exactly what it's like. Yeah, you got it.
It's funny that's meant to be shared. This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
The Lake Norman area is filled with great local businesses, but many of them never get the recognition they deserve. Well, now's your chance to show these businesses how special they are by nominating them in the Currents Magazine's new Lake Norman's Best Contest. You just go to their website at lncurrents.com and nominate your favorite Lake Norman businesses in a variety of categories. Best pizza, best burger, best hair salon, etc. Best hair salon, stuff like that. Over 30 different categories. Winners will be announced at a huge ceremony at the Kane Center in June, which will be hosted by the one and only me, TJ, from the Ace and TJ Show. So make sure you check out the latest Lake Norman Currents for more details. LNCurrents.com.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Share Funny is a production of the Ace and TJ family. For more, download the Ace and TJ app in your app store. Now, more of the Share Funny podcast.
Alexis, what is the worst thing you've ever done as a result of being really drunk?
Getting a DUI.
Okay, so getting a DUI.
Yeah.
But nothing like Ace jumped off of a balcony down to the next balcony and hurt himself time when he was drunk. Mm-mm. When he was in college.
Awesome.
You've never done anything like that or accidentally eaten cat food that you thought was food?
No.
What have you done, Reed? Like the worst thing you've ever done like that?
I don't know.
While you're drunk?
I can't think of anything.
Nothing I almost got into mind. A fight. I remember that. Like I was really drunk and this girl came in with this guy I had been hooking up with and I got very upset and I started yelling at the girl from across the bar. It made a very big scene.
And she didn't want any of that smoke?
Oh, she was going to fight me too. I had to have a friend like walk me out the bar. But that was it.
Rob, do you have one?
I didn't hear the question. I'm sorry.
The worst thing you've ever done as a result of being drunk?
I don't think I can think of anything.
Yeah, drinking that blueberry wine, that's the worst mistake he does.
It's delicious, and I will stand by it.
Well, there's a 47-year-old guy in Nepal who got just blasted drunk. And I think everybody's been here before in this situation, where you get so drunk that you shove a water glass up into your rectum.
Oh, wow.
I mean, come on, show of hands. Who haven't been there and done that? I mean, seriously. Just common practice when you're drinking.
Up his own ass?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then, just like every one of these stories, you know, this line is in about every story. It says, initially, the man said it happened by accident. Before revealing, he inserted the glass himself for sexual gratification while intoxicated.
So what kind of glass are we talking about?
Like a pint glass, like a water glass.
What kind the of hell? Thing.
Yeah.
The boot.
How do you do that?
And they said that, you know, it was weird because the man hadn't had a bowel movement in 2 days, but was able to pass wind. And he had no bleeding.
Ew.
But he wasn't a lot of pain. Said that he tried to remove it himself. Obviously, you would try that before going to the hospital, and he failed.
It was stuck?
But the x-rays told the doctors the way they needed to go try to get it out was cut open his abdomen, and then they tried to remove the glass by, quote-unquote, milking or squeezing the lower intestine. It was attempted to deliver the glass through the man's anus, but this was unsuccessful because the glass was way too high up in his intestine. They had to cut his intestine open.
The whole thing.
To get it out. Yeah.
How did he do that? I mean, I don't even know how that happens.
Man, the ass is a miraculous thing. It can do things that you wouldn't imagine.
The sphincter.
Yes.
That's insane.
That's what the definition of sphincter is.
Open and closes. Yeah, pint.
Wow. It's like a beer glass.
That's what I said. Yeah, it's about how a pint-sized glass.
I was having a hard time picturing it because a flat bottom. I mean, how do you even? Carefully is the answer.
Yeah. You just got to sit.
So
quite carefully.
Plop down.
And it's such horrible luck that the first time he ever tried something like that, it ended up in disaster like this.
Yikes.
If you're shoving a glass up there, that's not the first time you've ever done that sort of thing. Maybe the first time with a glass, but there have been other foreign objects up in there. You got to imagine.
There's had to be something because that's not you're not a first timer with that, and you don't think, I bet this will be sexually gratifying. Yeah. You know what I mean?
And nobody starts with that.
Yeah,
that's not what. Now, I'm wondering if it was the first thing that night he had put up in there. If he had success with other things and he said, you know what, I bet I can get the glass up there.
Yeah, probably.
Like he started off with a golf ball.
Ew.
Maybe. And then moved up to a juice glass.
Is it like when you put the gauges in your ears?
Yeah, maybe you start with a little shot glass first and then it just kept getting bigger and bigger. Now I'm going to try a stemless martini glass.
Yeah. Flute. He got a flute up there.
He got
a
flute.
Man.
Ew.
I'm surprised it didn't break. I mean, it's made of glass. I'm surprised it didn't shatter.
Well, but that type of glass, though, is that thick glass. Now, if he would have tried to put a margarita glass up in there, it would have probably broke.
He probably also didn't clench. He just had to relax it.
Disgusting.
What? Sorry, I thought we were talking about the subject here.
Don't talk about his butt muscles.
Do y'all think you could clench your buttocks together strong enough to break a margarita glass?
Yes.
What?
You could, right?
I don't know. Yes, I would assume so. No.
What's a thin glass then? Wine glass would be thin?
Like a champagne flute.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. The champagne flute, if it's a good one, is thick.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. But the wine glass would be, like, it'd be hard to get it between your buttocks.
Yeah.
Because it's round, you know.
What can you offer Rob so we can see if he can do it? I want to see him do it. I mean, he was pretty confident. He said yes.
I don't want to do it.
Yeah, I'd like to find out more about that, too. I'm curious.
Glass in my rectum?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But we'll do it over the underwear or something.
Yeah, you're the one that said you could do it easily.
Yeah,
but that doesn't mean I'm gonna do it. Sorry.
Like, can you juice an orange with it, with your butt? Like, what can you squeeze with your butt cheeks?
Yeah. We'll start with a clementine. Yeah. And I would think a lime would be harder to do because it's harder to get the juice of a lime. Yeah.
But your butt's got to be in really good shape to do that, doesn't it?
You just have to be like you clenched. Just clench all the time. Get that those muscles pretty strong.
Makes like a whole cocktail with like his ass.
Ew.
The lime, the lemon.
His ass juice.
Yeah.
But yeah, don't.
Can you
do
muddle
that
with it, Rob?
Yeah, I mean,
yeah, don't put a pint glass up in your butt. It's the moral of the story.
I was gonna say, which end? I mean, it's a flat bot. I mean, it's
it went
not
upside
even like
down.
A.
Yeah, he started with.
Yeah,
the
he
smaller
went upside
end.
Down. Yeah,
but even then, it's like a blunt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know. I don't know. It's that's amazing to me that he was able to do that. Does being drunk help?
I don't know.
You mean your sphincter relaxes more when you're drunk?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Sure, that's probably why people like have accidents when they're drunk.
Like poo-poo accidents?
Yeah.
Well, I know that happens when people are on the cocaine. I've seen that in movies and stuff. You
poop?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm. But I don't know what causes that. I don't know if the same effect on drunk with people who are drunk, but either way, you need some help.
Do you
in the mental hospital if you're putting a water glass or beer glass up your butt?
Do you think he had to stop what he was doing, or did he finish whatever he was doing and then decide, oh, now I can't get this out, I got a problem?
I think it was that same reaction. When you let the car door go and you know your keys are still in there and they're about to be locked, and then you're like,
no.
Oh, then it just slips up there and you're like, okay, that passed the point of no return.
That's got to be so painful. So painful. And he waits 2 days.
Mm-hmm. And I wonder what his insurance company said.
Like, we're not covering that.
And who...
That's what they said. Yeah.
Who goes to visit that friend or loved one in the hospital? It's like, oh, man. Then when the doctor comes out to say, you know, tell his family how the procedure went, is anybody going to admit to being his family?
No. Yeah, you've lost everybody.
Share funny from the Ace and TJ family. More next.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
The Lake Norman area is filled with great local businesses, but many of them never get the recognition they deserve. Well, now's your chance to show these businesses how special they are by nominating them in the Currents Magazine's new Lake Norman's Best Contest. You just go to their website at lncurrents.com and nominate your favorite Lake Norman businesses in a variety of categories. Best pizza, best burger, best hair salon, etc. Best hair salon, stuff like that. Over 30 different categories. Winners will be announced at a huge ceremony at the Kane Center in June, which will be hosted by the one and only me, TJ. From the Ace and TJ show. So make sure you check out the latest Lake Norman Currents for more details. LNCurrents.com.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Hey, it's funny you'll share. The Ace and TJ family presents the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ Show.
So, I don't know why Alexis is mad at me about something that happened earlier on the regular old show. But didn't even have anything to do with, it was just a lighthearted, whose zodiac sign, what your zodiac sign says about, you know, what kind of a cocktail you would be according to your personality. And I mentioned the, you know, the people who are into the universe and nature and all, those are things that witches do. The witches are into those things, and I mentioned specifically the Wiccans. And she went apeshit on that. I don't know why.
I didn't go apeshit. Because
it's true. The Wiccans are, and I even read you the description of what Wiccans are about and what they do.
It's because you say these little things, and you, like, do these little things, and you're trying to put me in a box. That's what it is, and I don't like it. And you're trying to label me as something, and then you try to say things that I'm into and be like, oh, yeah, they're into the universe and nature. Knowing that I talk about nature and the universe, I'm not a Wiccan.
But what is, then what does that have to do with you?
Because you know why you say those things.
I say them because they're actual and factual. Right. Do Wiccans not believe? Is it not a nature-based pagan religion that deals with the universe for its guidance?
I don't know. I don't know any Wiccans.
Okay, but I do. So what I said was true. Okay. Right?
What's more surprising, that you don't know Wiccans or that he does know Wiccans?
Well, the way that I know Wiccans is because we years ago said something and joked around about some stuff on the radio that offended the Wiccans, and they educated us on what Wiccans were about.
Yeah, it was probably offensive.
I don't know. Said they were evil. That's all.
See?
No, I don't mean to say
that. And then you keep saying pagan. Yeah. Which makes it like have a negative connotation.
That's what their religion says. It's what their statements are, what it's about. It's a pagan religion. I didn't say you belong to any type of pagan religion. I just said that that witches, some witches, are, you know, their rituals and all are about nature and the universe.
Mm-hmm.
Which is absolutely true, yet somehow you are offended.
Not
see
offended.
That's
you're
the problem.
Annoying.
You get upset about things that I don't even know why, because you're just,
oh, you don't even know why.
So are you saying that being, having some of the same traits and enjoying some of the same things that Wiccans do is negative?
No, you're trying to imply
that. I didn't say
that
either. You're the one that
and
took offense to it.
You're trying to tell me that I'm a Wiccan.
No, I'm not.
You're like, look.
You took offense to it, mm-hmm. And that means that you must think it's negative. I didn't say anything but the facts.
Right.
And you know.
I love witches and wizards, so I'm cool with it.
Okay, now that's
you're
offensive.
A wizard.
That's offensive.
How's that offensive?
Because Wiccans is nothing about wizards.
Okay, but
you're
that,
trying
I'm
to put them
a
in a box.
No.
You're trying to put them in a box of stereotypical witches that we see in Halloween stuff with the warts on their noses and flying around on broomsticks.
Damn hocus pocus.
It's not that. They're just stewards of nature and the universe, just like you, Alexis.
Mm-hmm. See?
So I don't know why you're condemning them.
Whatever.
It's not very inclusive. That's right. Alexis. Whatever. And now Starbucks is biting on me. You know, everybody always copies me about stuff. Now Starbucks is copying me.
Really?
Because they're doing a whole thing now about the Zodiac. Since I've been talking about that on the show and saying that now my life is guided by the day-to-day guided by the Zodiac signs and astrology and all that stuff. Like a big astrology is what I'm following. Now Starbucks has got some kind of a thing that you plug in your birth date and all that, and it tells you what kind of Starbucks drink you need to be getting.
Really? Yeah, I mean to go to that. What is that called? Starbucks Zodiac sign or something?
Starbucks. Oh, I get it.
Starbucks StarSigns.com.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but they wouldn't be doing that probably if I hadn't have been turning my life over to that. And being open and honest about it on the radio.
It's messed up. And you've railed on Starbucks for so long.
Mm-hmm. They're just trying to stick it to me is what they're doing.
They ask you too many questions when you try to find out your Starbucks sign.
Mm-hmm. Because they want to know, you know, which hand you're going to hold the hammer and sickle in.
That's right.
That's why.
Mm-mm-mm.
Mine's a cinnamon caramel cream cold brew.
What?
Cinnamon caramel cream cold brew.
Oh, cold brew.
Yeah, no thanks.
So,
a brew, which, huh?
Exactly. Exactly.
I can't.
Also said my flower was hibiscus.
You would be a hibiscus.
Why is it funny they have to have a flower?
I don't know. They gave me, they said my jewel turquoise was my color or something. I don't know.
What's mine? I'm a Leo.
All right, hold on. Mm. Let's find out.
I don't have a flower.
Yeah.
That was deflowered years ago.
Ew. Stop. You gave your flower away?
He did give his flower away.
It takes forever for it to give you these.
I hate that phrase.
Wait, how do you know, Rob? How do you get it to rotate? I can't get it to rotate to my sign.
Save my flower for him.
Huh? I clicked and dragged it.
Oh, okay.
Morning or afternoon, Alexis?
What?
Morning or afternoon?
Afternoon.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Why do you think the rose is on the Bachelor and Bachelorette? That's a.
Oh, because she's giving him.
Your power words are enthusiastic, vibrant, and dazzling.
I love it.
Your spring color is golden hour.
What does that have to do with what kind of coffee she is?
I don't know, but I like those things.
You even asked for all that?
Sunflower.
I love a sunflower.
Your drink, a strawberry cream frappuccino drink.
My spring color is fresh linen.
You do love linen, and you love linen.
My words were inquisitive and calming, and my flower is a daffodil. And my drink is a paradise drink, Starbucks refreshers beverage.
Leo.
My curiosity keeps me on the pulse of what's current.
You know what my favorite salty snack is? Deflower seeds.
Deflower?
You're so stupid. Deflower seeds.
Out on the mound, spitting some deflower seeds.
Ugh. I hate that. I hate it. I hate it. I hate it.
No, you don't. You love it.
The Share Funny Podcast is a production of the Ace and TJ family. To get more Ace and TJ 24/7, download the Ace and TJ app. Just search for Ace and TJ in your app store. All Share Funny material copyright ATJ Incorporated 2021.
Ace and TJ are well known for their charities. First, it was the Grin Kids, where they took terminally ill children and their families for a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Disney World. Now, it's Peyton's Promise, giving assistance fast to people who are in dire need, including the most recent first quarter of the rest of your life giveaway, where they gave away $10,000 to someone who needed it. None of which would be possible without great sponsors like the Temple Team at Keller Williams, the Johnson Group, Bradham Brothers, CompuCom, and Table and Twine. To find out more about Peyton's Promise, just go to peytonspromise.org.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenics, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic, with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/neogenics, NEOGENIX.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant-free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
It's your chance to win with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Win incredible prizes like concert tickets, gift cards, merch, and so much more. Start earning points with Ace TJ Prime Rewards, all on the Ace and TJ Family app, available in your app store or at acetj.com/app.
All guests of the Ace and TJ Show stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms, incredible dining options. Book your room by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams, maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
The Lake Norman area is filled with great local businesses, but many of them never get the recognition they deserve. Well, now's your chance to show these businesses how special they are by nominating them in the Currents Magazine's new Lake Norman's Best Contest. You just go to their website at lncurrents.com and nominate your favorite Lake Norman businesses in a variety of categories. Best pizza, best burger, best hair salon, etc. Best hair salon, stuff like that. Over 30 different categories. Winners will be announced at a huge ceremony at the Kane Center in June, which will be hosted by the one and only me, TJ, from the Ace and TJ Show. So make sure you check out the latest Lake Norman Currents for more details. LNCurrents.com.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.